I'm in it for the long run, the minutes and the years. I'm in it for the long run, the hours and the days. I'm in it for the long run, the laughter and the tears. I'm in it for the long run, even though you're far away.
Well, hello there. This is Jim Rooney, and I am in it for the long run. Welcome back to this series of programs where we're journeying through my more than 60 years of musical life, and I hope you'll stay with me for the trip. I'm going to pick things up this week right where I left off a couple of weeks ago. Bill Keith and myself were at a bluegrass show in Berryville, Virginia in the summer of 1960, and we were laying eyes for the very first time on the King of Bluegrass himself, Bill Monroe, and in this case on stage with him were Mack Wiseman and Don Reno, and this is what it sounded like.
The days are long, the nights are lonely. Since you've left me all alone, I loved you so, my little darling. I've worried so since you've been gone.
Sweetheart of mine, can't you hear me calling?
I remember now the night we parted. A big mistake has caused it all. If you return, sunshine will follow. To stay away would mean my fall.
Sweetheart of mine, can't you hear me call?
The days are dark, my little darling. Oh, how I need your sweet embrace. When I awoke, the sun was shining. When I looked up, I saw your face.
Sweetheart of mine,
oh man, there was something else to hear that. And the people that were in the park, the country people that were sitting in their folding chairs, they were getting up out of their chairs when those high notes happened. And It was just one of those times. We were so lucky to be there. It had been more than 10 years since Bill and Mac Wiseman and Don Reno had worked together, and this was an event, and we were there. And around the front of the stage, there were several other young college kids like ourselves, and among them, a little bit older, was Mike Seeger, who had recorded the American Banjo Scruggs style album that I got, the Mountain Music Bluegrass style album on Folkways, those records. And Mike also had just recorded this band in Washington called The Country Gentlemen. This was on Folkways Records, and Folkways Records were the records that those of us in the college towns in the north were buying. And this is what the country gentlemen were doing then.
Country. I'm going all around this world. I'm going around this country, Lord, for the sake of one little girl.
I ain't gonna work tomorrow. I ain't gonna work today.
Well, I love my mom and papa too. I love my mom and papa too. I love my mom and papa too, but I'd leave them both to go with you.
I ain't gonna work tomorrow.
I'm leaving you this lonesome song. I'm leaving you this lonesome song, 'cause I'm gonna be long gone.
I ain't gonna work tomorrow. I ain't gonna work today.
The country gentleman there with John Duffy, a great, great singer and a great mandolin player, too. John Duffy's singing the lead, Charlie Waller and Eddie Adcock singing the harmonies. Charlie's a guitar player, and the Eddie Adcock, great, great banjo player. So we were soaking this album up, and in the summer of 62, we went to the Newport, not to the Newport, to the Philadelphia Folk Festival, the very first Philadelphia Folk Festival, and Bill Keith entered the banjo contest and won, which meant that we got on the stage, and that performance, the main stage, was recorded. And so I was really on the trail of the country gentleman on this song, and that's what we chose to do.
I love my mama.
Philadelphia Folk Festival, 1962. Me and Bill Keith, along with Fritz Richmond on the washtub bass, and giving it all I had there on Ain't Gonna Work Tomorrow. And we were just having such a great time at this point, because back home in Cambridge, we'd met two guys, Joe Val and Herb Applin. And Joe had been on the Hayloft Jamboree. He'd played electric guitar and banjo, and now he was playing mandolin and really soaking up the style of Bill Monroe. And Herb Applin was playing fiddle and guitar and singing as well. So they added themselves to myself and Bill Keith and Fritz, and we had a bluegrass band. And we started playing at the Club 47 Coffee House in Cambridge on a regular basis, and we started having an awful lot of fun, as you can tell from this recording.
We're going to do the Salty Dog Blues for Tony Ackerman before he shuffles off.
Salty dog, or I won't be a man, though. Honey, let me be a salty dog. I was down a hole or sitting on a log, swinging a trigger and I'm a hog. Honey, let me be a salty dog. I pulled the trigger and the gun said go, shot landed over in Mexico. Honey, let me be a salty dog. Now you let me be a salty dog, or I won't be a man, though. Honey, let me be a salty dog. Oh, I said salty dog, or I won't be a man, though. Honey, let me be a salty dog. Blues, holding them on both of my shoes. Honey, let me be a salty dog. Now look at yourself, I know you're old and stuck in the wall right you. Honey, let me be a salty dog. Now you let me be a salty dog, or I won't be a man. Honey, let me be a salty dog. Oh, salty dog, or I won't be a man. Honey, let me be a salty dog. And each of them wishing the other was a man. Honey, let me be a salty dog. Huh, see two old maids lying in bed, one it over, and then she said, honey, let me be a salty dog. Now you let me be a salty dog, or I won't be a man, dog. Honey, let me be a salty dog. Huh, see salty dog, or I won't be a man, dog. Honey, let me be a salty dog. There's a hole where she won't come and I won't bore. Honey, let me be a salty dog. Now my little gal's a blue or daisy. If I can have her, I'll go from crazy. Honey, let me be a salty dog. Now you let me be a salty dog, or I won't be a man dog. Honey, let me be a salty dog. I said salty dog, or I won't be a man dog. Honey, let me be a salty dog. Be a salty dog, or I won't be a man, though. Honey, let me be a salty dog. Huh, said salty dog, or I won't be a man, though. Honey, let me be a salty dog.
Well, there we are at the Club 47, also about 1962, along with Joe Val, Herb Applin, Fritz Richmond, Bill Keith, and myself. And we were having too much fun, which I think is just great. And we were soaking up all this music from other people, and prime among them was Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs. I learned the Salty Dog Blues from their recording. And I just totally fell in love with Lester's singing. And of course, I'd had an earlier model. Hank Williams, of course, was an early model for me. And this is the way you learn, friends. I think imitating other people and trying to sound like somebody who's really good. And I want to play you this tune. It's a Carter Family song that Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs did, The Homestead on the Farm, and Maybelle Carter's playing the auto harp on this particular recording.
Well, I wonder how the old folks are at home. I wonder if they'll miss me when I'm gone. I wonder if they pray for the boy who went away and left his dear old parents all alone. Now you can hear the cattle lowing in the lane. You can almost see the fields of the grass green. You can almost hear them cry as they kiss the boy goodbye. I wonder how the old folks are at home. Just a village and a homestead on the farm, and a mother's love to shield you from all harm. A sweetheart brave and true, the place you love so dear. Just a village and a homestead on the farm. Now you can hear the cattle lowing in the lane. You can almost see the fields of the grass green. You can almost hear them cry as they kiss their boy goodbye. I wonder how the old folks are at home.
And here's what I did with it, trying to sound like Lester.
Well, I wonder how the old folks are at home. I wonder if they miss me when I'm gone. I wonder if they pray for the boy who went away and left his dear old parents all alone. Look and hear the cattle lowing in the lane. I can almost see the fields of blue grass green. I can almost hear them cry as they kiss the boy goodbye. Oh, I wonder how the old folks are at home. I can almost see the blue
I can almost hear them cry as they kiss their boy goodbye. Oh, I wonder how the old folks are at home.
I wonder how the old folks are at home. And that's Joe Val playing that beautiful cross-picking mandolin that he had picked up from Jesse McReynolds of Jim and Jesse. Bill Keith was playing the auto harp on that. And I, of course, was trying my best to sound like Lester Flatt. Now, a year or two later, Bill Keith got to be friends with Earl Scruggs and his wife Louise, and Mrs. Scruggs was a rather a dry sense of humor. And when she heard this cut, she observed, well, is that the way northern boys think southern people sound? Well, I guess that's kind of, she was right on the money there. I was doing my best, and that's the way you learn if... imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. I was flattering the hell out of Lester Flatt at this point in my life. And eventually I'd like to think I moved on and found my own voice, but I could do worse than to be modeling myself on a singer like Lester Flatt. And Bill Keith, of course, was soaking up Earl Scruggs in a very similar way. He was listening to every single note he played. And about this time, Earl came out with an instrumental album called Foggy Mountain Banjo, and this tune was on there. Think it gets much better than that. That was Earl Scruggs playing Reuben's Train. At the time, 1961 or so, that Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs band was at its height, and one of the reasons for it was the dobro player Uncle Josh, Buck Graves. And I love the interplay between Earl's banjo and Josh's dobro on that record, and also the fiddler Paul Warren and Earl played together beautifully. Earl Scruggs, I mentioned this on another program when I was talking about some of the jazz masters I was listening to in college, like Miles Davis or Thelonious Monk or Milt Jackson, and they have phrasing and timing and a tone and all of those things, and Earl Scruggs had all of these things. He was a master. And on that recording, you can really hear it. There's dynamics. He can play loud. He can play soft. The phrasing is just gorgeous. The time is impeccable. And Bill Keith was soaking this all up. And I was inspired by this cut to go find the words to this song, and I found them in an Alan Lomax collection of folk songs of North America. And we decided to record it. So here's our version. Train. That's myself, Bill Keith, Joe Val, Herb Applin. Herb Hooven is playing the fiddle on that cut. Herb Hooven played on the original Jimmy Martin Good and Country record that we like so much. We were very lucky to have Herb working with us on this recording session. And I'm going to remind you right now that my name is Jim Rooney. This program's called In It for the Long Run. It's about my musical life, a very long one so far. And you're listening to it on Royalton Community Radio, and we appreciate the opportunity that this station gives us to bring music to you, and I hope you appreciate it as well. I'm going to continue on here talking about the influence of various people on Bill Keith and myself at this point in the early 60s when we were really just getting our musical chops together. Another banjo player that Bill really admired worked with Jim and Jesse's band named Alan Shelton. And this is a recording that he was on with a singer named Jim Eanes. And listen to this.
I'm getting old and feeble and I cannot work no more. I cannot stand the sunshine or the rain. And my mama and my papa, they are sleeping side by side near the little low-log cabin in the lane. Oh, the chimney's falling down and the roof is all caved in, letting in the sunshine and the rain. And the only friend I have left is that good old dog of mine and the little low-log cabin in the lane. That led around the hill, the fences all have gone to decay, and the creeks they have dried up where we used to go to mill, and things have changed their course another way. Oh, the chimney's falling down and the roof is all caved in, letting in the sunshine and the rain. And the only friend I have left is that good old dog of mine and the little old log cabin in the lane. Stay here, what little time I've got, I want to rest content while I remain, until death shall call this dog and me to find a better home than my little low log cabin in the lane. Oh, the chimney's falling down and the roof is all caved in, letting in the sunshine and the rain. And the only friend I have left is that good old dog of mine and that little low log cabin in the lane.
Jim Eanes singing there in the little old log cabin in the lane, which was the very first country song ever recorded by a guy named Fiddlin' John Carson. But that arrangement there really appealed to us. It sounded kind of up-to-date and modern, and another thing about it that just jumps out at me and Bill Keith as well was the time of it, and Alan Shelton's banjo playing just had great time, and he had lots of great little phrases backing up the singer as well as taking his solos, and I'm going to play our version now and see how well we did at copying it. doing the little old log cabin in the lane, right at the end there, you can see that Bill Keith is not just copying everybody else. He threw in his own little bit there that is distinctively his style that was beginning to emerge at this time. And so we were beginning to start to get our feet under us and get our confidence, and that's when you start becoming yourself. I was probably a little behind Bill in that department. He certainly was starting to get where he wanted to be. I want to talk just a minute or two here about Joe Val. Joe was a real pro, and he brought us something that, you know, was just amazing. He just had a beautiful voice as well as being a beautiful person. And I'm going to let you listen to him do this Jimmy Martin song. As I mentioned in a previous show, Bill Keith and I heard Jimmy Martin over in Pittsfield, Massachusetts when we were still in college, and he was certainly one of the great, great singers. And this is his one of his signature songs, but Joe Val gives him a pretty good run for his money singing it, The Ocean of Diamonds.
Give an ocean of diamonds and a world filled with flowers to hold you closely for just a few hours. There you whisper softly that you love me too. Would turn all a dark cloud to the bluest of drink the champagne, and I don't drink the wine. But if you refuse me, my poor heart will find. I'll be oh so lonely till the day that I die. Then after I'm gone, dear, you can still hear me cry. I give an ocean of diamonds and a world filled with flowers to hold you closely for just a few hours. Hear you whisper softly that you love me too. Would turn all the dark clouds. I give an ocean of diamonds and a world filled with flowers to hold you closely for just a few hours. Hear you whisper softly that you love me too. turn all the dark clouds to the bluest of blue.
Joe Val there. What a beautiful singer, beautiful person. Some people might detect a bit of a Boston accent in Joe's voice, and he certainly was from Boston. And when he formed his own bluegrass band a few years later, he called them the New England Bluegrass Boys. Joe was not apologetic for being from the North or from the Northeast, and Bill Monroe thoroughly approved of that. And Bill was very generous to Joe, and Joe just thought the world of Bill's music. And I want to play you one of Bill's famous songs here.
A little girl taken sick one evening as she walked home from school, and then her death made us so sad and cold. Then she called me close to her bedside and whispered in words soft and low, "Tell mommy to come to me quickly. I wanna kiss you both and go." Calling way up in heaven on high, God in that room for you, daughter. Oh, mommy and daddy, don't
Well, Joe Val challenged us to do that song, and it was a challenge, and we put some work into it and getting these harmonies. I mean, to match that Monroe recording, those beautiful harmonies is just something, but it was up to Joe to carry the ball, and he did.
A little girl taken sick one evening as she walked home from school, and in her deathbed she called me. It made us so sad and so blue. Then she called me close to her bedside and whispered
take care of my little brother. Tell him I've come to rest. I know his little heart is broken. He's all that we have left. Then she closed her eyes.
Hear a sweet voice calling, and a sweet voice in that case was Joe Val. And I just want to say a word about this recording. We did it in Boston in a room. It was a library, actually, a wooden floor with books all around. And the producer was Paul Rothschild, who had seen this music scene happening at the Club 47, and he decided to record it. And Paul later went on to great things and produced all the Doors records, among other things. So he had quite a musical journey of his own. So we were all standing around in a circle with microphones in front of us. There were no edits or takes. If we made some mistakes, we did it over again. So these are all live takes. So we cut all the bluegrass things in one day, and then Bill and I and Fritz came back a couple of weeks later, and we did some of this folk material that we'd been doing before we formed the bluegrass band. And this song I got out of the Carl Sandburg American Song Bag, and the chord changes were actually from a Sonny Osborne banjo tune called Banjo Boy Chimes, but I changed the tempo into a waltz tempo and made up a melody to it. And this became a pretty popular number for us. And in this case, Bill Keith was playing the art harp.
One morning in May, I spied a fair couple making their way. And one was a maiden so bright and so fair, the other was a soldier and a brave volunteer. Good morning to thee. Where are you going, my pretty lady? Oh, I'm going to the banks of the sea to see the waters gliding, hear the nightingales sing. Well, they hadn't been a standing but a minute or two when out from his knapsack a fiddle he drew. And the tune he was playing made the valleys all ring. Oh, see the waters gliding, hear the nightingales sing. Pretty soldier, please play one two more. For I'd rather hear your fiddle or the
touch of one string, then you see the waters glide, hear the nightingales sing. Pretty soldier, will you marry me? Oh no, pretty lady, that never can be. I've a wife in old London and children twice three, two wives in the armies, too many for me. When I go back to London and I'll stay there one, and often I'll think of you, my little dear. And when I return, it will be in the spring. Do you see the waters gliding? Hear the nightingales sing.
One morning in May, that's myself singing, Bill Keith playing the auto harp, Fritz Richmond on the washtub. When you make a record like this, you know, we made this in a couple of afternoons back in 1962, you never know what's going to happen to it. And about 10 years later, James Taylor was hearing this record.
One morning in May, I spied a young couple. Were making their way. One was a maiden, so bright and so fair, and the other was a soldier and a brave volunteer. Good morning, good morning, good morning, said he. And where are you going, my pretty lady? I'm going out walking on the banks of the sea, just to see the waters glide and hear the nightingales sing. Now they had not been standing but a minute or two, when out of his knapsack a fiddle he drew,
and the tune that he played made the valleys all ring. Oh, hark, cried the maiden, hear the nightingale sing.
Oh, maiden, fair maiden, 'tis time to give o'er.
Oh, no, kind soldier, please play one tune more, for I'd rather hear your fiddle at the touch of one string than to see waters glide and hear the nightingale sing.
Oh, soldier, kind soldier, will you marry me?
Oh, no, pretty maiden, that never shall be. I've a wife now in London and children twice three.
Two wives and the army's too many for me.
Well, I'll go back to London and I'll stay there for a year. It's often that I'll think of you, my little dear. And if ever I return, it will be in the spring, just to see the waters glide and hear the nightingale sing. To see the waters glide and hear the nightingale sing.
Well, what about that? James Taylor with Linda Ronstadt doing our tune, One Morning in May. So, as I say, you never know who's listening to these records. And some other people that were listening out there were Steve Martin, John McEwen, Jerry Garcia. And they were maybe not listening to me as much as they were listening to Bill Keith. And this is the first time this style of banjo playing made it onto record and made quite an impression on a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
course, that's the great Bill Keith and the first recording of The Devil's Dream, then The Sailor's Hornpipe, which will finish this program. That's from our record Living on the Mountain, made in 1962. So until next time, this is Jim Rooney. I'm in it for the long run. Thanks a million.